The Prescott Cardinals girls softball team is now 19-2 overall and ranked number 6 in Wisconsin in Division 3 after their 16-2 victory over Amory on Monday. As head coach Nick Johnson of the Cardinals told KDWA Sports on Tuesday, the team knows they're continuing to get better every single game.
Well, the talk after the game was we continue to get better, and that's what's most impressive about these girls is like they're just not satisfied with game to game. It's like, okay, we can work on this, we can get better at this area, and they do, and they continue to stress how important every practice is, and we haven't had many of them in the last couple weeks, but when we do, boy, they come focused, they're ready. I've just been impressed with everything, and no disrespect to our opponents and everything, but, you know, the teams that we should beat, and we should beat handily, that's what we're doing, and, you know, you don't see that with a lot of high school teams, you know, but sometimes they'll play down with competition, and I just haven't seen it with these girls. It's just, I think that's a credit to their focus and, you know, how determined they are with what's coming up.
And it hasn't been easy for the Cardinals over the last week doing it through this heat, but they're getting through it one squirt of water at a time.
No, I mean, it's been challenging with the weather, but, you know, everyone's in the same boat, and like you said, you drink your water and you get down to business, and that's the thing. We took care of business last night, for example. I think we're done in an hour and 20 minutes, so that helps. You know, that helps not being outside that long, and like I said, it goes back to just these girls are focused and they're doing exactly what they need to do.
In the 16-2 victory over Amory on Monday, Ari Temmers continued to have a big offensive season with 3 hits, 3 runs scored, and 5 RBIs.
Well, she's been doing it all season. It's so impressive how well she's been playing, and she's just such a gamer. I mean, I'm actually going over our conference stats right now. She's hitting .575 in conference, which is just, you can't make that up. And, you know, it's like every game, she's another one where she's just never satisfied with her performance. She could go 5-for-5 and she'd be mad because she didn't hit the ball hard enough on her fourth at bat or something like that. So she's always challenging herself and trying to get better. And like I said, she's had an outstanding season.
And when you have a team that's 19-2 and ranked number 6 in Wisconsin, you know you have to be good offensively. And the Cardinals have been good with the bats, but also just getting on base. Whether it be a walk or taking advantage of an error, there's nowhere for pitchers to hide anywhere in the Prescott lineup. And that's a problem for any team the Cardinals will face the rest of the season.
Well, that's the danger of our lineup right now is we just don't feel we have any holes from 1-9. You know, everyone's producing, everyone's putting the ball in play. And I think that's kind of the big thing we've talked about is finding ways just to get on base, put the ball in play, and not strike out. I think that's one of the things that puts us in a little danger in the games that we've been tight and the games we've lost is that we've struck out too many times. And lately we found a way we're not doing that. And I think that's putting more pressure on the defense and the pitchers. And that's why we're scoring so many runs. But from top to bottom, boy, I tell you what, we have a lot of hitters right now who are locked in, and which is huge going into the big games we got coming up.
Now it's on to Wednesday's big one with Baldwin Woodville. And who would have thought earlier in the season when this game was rained out that the final game of the year would mean a conference championship or a share of it for the Prescott Cardinals? Coach Johnson on the number 6 Cardinals in D3, taking on the number 2 and undefeated Blackhawks in Division 2.
I mean, how exciting is it to come down to the final game of the season for a potential conference championship? And not potential, it is. I mean, it's a share of a conference championship. And in all the sports I've been around and coaching and as a player, and I don't know if I've ever remembered, you know, the schedule working out that way where the final game of the season has that much online, you know, and obviously it happened that way because of the rainout, but it's great. I mean, especially that big of a game going into playoffs. So we're excited. We know how good they are. We know they're number 2 in the state. We know they're undefeated. We know all that stuff. We also feel that we can compete and we can beat them. And I think the first game against them, you know, we lost 4-2. We committed our season high in errors. We had 6 errors against that game. So we kind of shot ourselves in the foot there. And we're just excited to go up there and play a really, really good team and have fun doing it. Like I told the girls, we're going to go have fun doing it. We should have a huge crowd, I'd imagine.